That is where you'd cut up the fat to make lard, and you'd cook that fat until it was you'd boil the fat, you'd get a pot and put the, make a fire under it and start it real slow, just pure hog fat. And you would cook that until all of that little fat back, it would be the skin and the fat, would come up to the top, and then the lard was done. And you would strain it, and that little, all those little things was called cracklings. And a lot of people, like my husband, like crackling bread. It was cornbread with cracklings in it, and it was delicious. It had that little bacony taste.
And the skin, you call it skin or rind or what?
Yeah, that was the skin, the outer part.
I see.
Mm-hmm. I have heard people call it rind, but I always said skin.
And the juice of souse, say, or the head cheese or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Would you use that juice with cornmeal for anything?
Well, I think that was the process of making souse.
Of course.
I think you did all of that. And I don't know just how they did it, but there's kind of an art to making good souse. And
was that was souse partially cornmeal?
Yeah, I think it had cornmeal in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that's what you're talking about.
That's what it is. How about the intestines of the hog? Did you ever use those?
That's what we used to stuff our sausage. My mother would, it would take days. They would soak them, and then they'd scrape them. Then they'd soak them in certain kinds of water. Then they'd scrape them until they were just as thin as the skin on a wiener, just that thin. And we had a sausage stuffer, and you'd fill that full of sausage, and it had a little spout just about so big, and this intestine would hook over that spout, then you'd press the lever, and that thing would shoot out. And it was just fascinating to watch her stuff sausage. And then we would hang that upstairs and let it dry.
And you would eat the skin?
We'd eat the whole thing.
And would people ever use the intestines to eat along?
Oh, yes, chitlins.
I see.
That's what chitlins is.
The same process, except that the skin, the intestines.
You didn't scrape it. You see, you scraped all of that. I don't know what it is, but you got all the messy part out of the intestines. But there's a little fat or some kind of food in there. That is the chitlins.
Oh,
you let that soak. You have to. That is a pretty good process itself. But I don't like chitlins. A lot of people do, but I just never did food with chitlins.
But your family made them, is that true?
Well, they have made them, not.
I wonder if what I mentioned earlier. A haslet or harslet. I wonder if that's the same thing as chitlins, but
I just don't know.
No. And you mentioned sausage. What different kinds of sausage? Did you ever hear of blood sausage or?
No, we just we never did make any, except we took part of the different parts that would make good sausage, and we would put spices in it, pepper and salt and